Thank you, everybody, for joining me remotely.
No problem.
Very good.
Michael D, are you there?
Yes.
Great. We brought everyone together,
Michael D.
We thought you, as president, would summarise how the country is feeling in these difficult times. Off you go.
Another takeaway. What day is it today? I really don't know, 'cause I'm stuck on my own. I'm going bonkers at home.
Pascal, when you're ready.
I'm in my sitting room. I'm watching ye on Zoom. Isolating alone. Smell of baking bread. I'm going off of me head.
That's great. Miriam?
And I'm doing prime time while washing and ironing every shirt and sock. Domestically, I'm being a rock. Leo?
Yeah?
What time is wine o'clock? Genuinely?
Okay, Roy Keane.
And on Netflix, I have watched, I think, most everything. Watched Don Conroy colouring. And all credit to Tiger King.
Rog. No more rugby games. The season's up in flames. It's taking its toll. But I've got toilet roll. Plenty of toilet roll.
Let me out of my home.
For a while wasn't bad. Now I'm stone mad. Gotta get out of this home.
Let me out of my home.
It'll all be alright.
My hair's gone to shine.
Get me out of my home.
Get me out of this home.
The thing about Cork is, Cork people are different. They do things differently to everybody else. Like, everybody around the country and around the world has this thing from Amazon called Alexa. And so there are Alexas all over the country. But in Cork, they don't have an Alexa, it would appear. They sent me in this thing, and it's actually called an Alex. So it's more efficient. It's easier to say and everything. So it's an Alex. So it's a different thing. And I have it here. It's just, it looks like the same sort of kind of black and blue and everything. Just put it down on the thing. And I'll just switch it on and see. This is the Cork version of Alexa, the Alex. Good morning, Alex.
How's it going?
Don't you, boy.
Alex, what's the weather like?
Cork, temperature balmy 16 degrees. Skies set to clear, warm sunshine today and for the rest of the weekend in Cork.
Alex, what about Dublin?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Alex, what's the weather like in Dublin?
Here is what I found on the internet. Dublin, second city of Ireland. Widespread rain. Cork, prolonged heatwave.
Alex, what's on TV tonight?
9:30, The Young Offenders, award-winning Cork comedy. Connor and Jock navigate their awkward teenage years to hilarious Cork results.
Alex, anything else?
John Creedon's Wild Atlantic Way. The mild-mannered Cork superstar takes us on a scenic trip around Cork.
Okay, dear, how can we get around it? Alex, what's the latest news on the Open Golf?
The Cork amateur James Sugrue stormed to a level par round of 71 at Portrush, not in Cork, leaving the Cork wunderkind poised to win his first major.
Okay, Alex, how do you make tea?
Are you referring to Barry's tea?
No, Alex, how do you make tea?
Would you like more information on Barry's tea? Barry's tea, founded 1901, James J. Barry, Princess Street, Cork, the finest tea purveyors from Cork in Ireland.
Okay, Alex, play a song, please.
Playing song, after all.
No, Alex, play a different song, please.
Playing different song, Sultans of Ping, Cork.
Oh dear, can't wait. Okay.
Jim, can you tell us anything about the Saipan movie?
Well, obviously in a thing like Saipan, the protagonists are very, very important.
Who's going to play Roy King?
Well, I've asked Al to have a bit of a sneak peek at it.
Al Pacino,
oh yeah, he could do great.
Oh, wow. Roy King, Saipan, Al Pacino screen test, take one.
Off you go, so Al.
Oh, wow. All credit to professionalism at the end of the day. But we're the boss. We're the boss. There's no boss. There's no bibs. There's no rehydrating drinks. And the training ground looks like a f***ing car park here. What are you going to do?
Lovely, Al.
F*** you. I'm out of here.
Oh, that's great, Al. That's great. That's spot on. Yeah,
thank you, Jim. Thank you. They don't write them like that anymore.
Waiting to see who we've got lined up for the part of Mick McCarthy.
Okay, Robert De Niro, screen testing as Mick McCarthy. Take one.
Okay, Bobby.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
Okay, ready, Al.
Lock and load, Jimbo.
Okay, this is the team meeting, lads. The famous scene where Roy comes in and goes apoplectic. Action, Roy.
Mick.
Yeah.
Have you seen the fucking state of the bitch at the end of the day?
What's the matter with you?
What did you say to me?
What's the matter with you, Roy? What's the matter?
The whole fucking thing is the matter.
Okay.
That's what's the fucking matter.
Yeah.
The whole thing is a shambles.
Hey,
man.
Hey, you know it. Hey, you can't talk to me like that. You can't talk. You insulted me.
What did you say? No, I didn't insult you.
No, you insulted me a little bit. You
what?
Did. I'm the manager. I'm the boss.
Mick, you were a shite player. And now you're a shite manager.
Okay.
You're not even Irish.
Yeah.
You Barnsley. You can't talk to me like that. You understand? You, Mick. You could stick the World Cup up your box.
Okay, f*** you, Roy.
Oh, that is great, lads. Bobby, Al, we have a movie.
Critics are calling it the movie of the century. Al Pacino is Roy Keane.
Ooh, is that a phone?
Yeah, sorry.
Turn it off.
Sorry, I can't...
Turn off the f***ing phone now!
Sorry, Roy.
Robert De Niro is Mick McCarthy.
It's my ass in the bacon slicer.
Margot Robbie as Roy's wife, Teresa.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I am going out for a walk. Triggs!
Not another walk, Roy. You'll kill that dog.
F*** you, Teresa! I'm out of here!
Langer.
With Liam Neeson as Tommy Gorman.
What about the kids, Roy, who love you? We'd love to see you back in the World Cup.
Tommy, nobody wants to play for that country more than me. Nobody, Tommy, nobody. My conscience is clear at the end of the day.
With Harvey Keitel as Eamon Dunphy.
He's a busted flush. I'm gonna write a book, baby.
And Sir Ian McKellen as John Giles.
I agree with Eamon. Football's a simple game, Bill.
With Michael Douglas as Steve Staunton.
You know what I think? I think Cameroon could be a banana skin, boys.
And introducing Joe Pesci as John Delaney.
Where's all the f***ing money gone? Eh? Oh, wait a minute. I f***ing have it. Drinks on me, f***balls.
Some things are never forgotten. Saipan.
Triggs!
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
In the name of the Sheehy, the Spillane, and the Jack O'Shea. Welcome to the pre-All-Ireland football final replay mass. David Clifford.
Lord help him.
Seanie O'Shea.
Kick it over the bar.
Peter Keane.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
Be seated, please. I'd like to thank everybody for coming along. Thank you to the altar boys, James O'Donoghue, Paul Geaney. Thank you, Father. In this holy, holy week, we hope to ascend to the capital, and the evil shall be cast out from paradise, and greatness shall return to its rightful place in Kerry. When we say, Sam be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up the cup.
We lift it up at Crow Park.
Let us give thanks to Peter Keane.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Thank you. We pray for Moira and Sean O'Cassidy from Fennet, the only two Kerry people who don't have a ticket to Saturday's game. Now, a number of the clergy have been browsing the internet back in the sacristy there, and we have come across a ticket on the dark web for €12,000, two tickets. We will now pass the basket around so Sean and Moira can ascend with all of the footballing family. A reading from the Gospel according to Pat Spillane.
Thank you, Father. A letter from Peter Keane to the Dubs.
Lord, they are not worthy to receive us.
And Peter Keane did say, Yerra, I am the Lord. We are the kingdom. And on the first day, the disciple, Clifford, did strike great fear into the heart of the Dubs. So he did. And Cooper was afraid. And he did foul the disciple, Clifford, three times. And Cooper was sent away and banished from the Garden of Paradise. And one of the Pharisees, Brawley, did say there was no foul. And Brawley himself was cast down out of the Holy Trinity into the darkness. And the Lord did say, yet on the second day, the kingdom will come again and claim the chalice and bring it home. For the Dubs, they will be crucified.
Praise be to God.
Thank you, Pat. Jack McCaffrey.
No mercy.
Dean Rock.
No forgiveness.
Jim Gavin.
He shall not have five in a row.
Let us now read the Act of Cluxton.
Through him, in him, over him, through the unity of the Kerry team, Kerry, forever and ever. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mass has ended. Let us go in peace and get straight to that Killarney train station and win that thing back.
We are whores. We are whores. We pretend that we can't win, 'cause we are whores. Let us all catch fire, bring home Sam Maguire, back home to the land of huge whores.
Taoiseach.
Jan Corla, can we shut the door, please? It's absolutely freezing in here.
Deputy Shane Ross.
Yeah. I'd like to congratulate the Irish soccer crew. Festival. Wonderful displays by the players. Ken Doherty, John Parrott, Jimi Hendrix and Shirley MacLaine. And of course, the goalkeeper, Gandalf.
Shane, let it go, will you?
What you...
Just the whole sports thing. I mean, we didn't qualify. Just let it go.
Kian Corla.
Deputy Maria Bailey.
Kian Corla, I'd also like to congratulate the
Deputy,
Irish...
Deputy Bailey, you've been deselected. Isn't that right, Pascal?
Excuse me?
Sit down, soon to be not Deputy Bailey.
She hasn't gone away, you know.
Button it, Willie.
I'm still a Fine Gael TD, Taoiseach.
Well, not for long. Hey, Pascal.
Long of all.
Let it go, Maria.
Deputy Danny Healy Ray.
What about my proposal allowing rural people 2 points?
We dismissed that, God's Deputy, sake. Long ago.
Well, I want to change the proposal.
To what, Deputy, do you want
I
to...
I think we should be 4 points. Oh. 2 is no good.
Let it go, Deputy, will you?
Kian Corla.
Deputy Maria Bailey again.
Kian Corla, as somebody who enjoys a night on the town, can I say...
Sorry, Deputy, please be quiet, will you?
I'm not a child.
Deputy Owen Murphy.
Thank you, Kian Corla. Although the homeless figures are up again this month, some of that increase may be nominally attributed to people who just went down to the shop and just stepped out for a few minutes.
Owen.
Yeah.
Let it go, will you?
Okay.
Just the whole massaging the figures. Just let it go.
Kian Corla, can I get in here, please?
Deputy Maria.
No, you can't, Deputy, okay? Sorry, Kian Corla. Can you shut the door, please?
Leo!
Excuse me, how dare you address me? You address me as Taoiseach.
Sorry, Taoiseach, shut your cake hole.
What?
Strap yourself in.
Deputy Maria Bailey, you have the floor.
It's freezing cold in Dáil Éireann tonight. You're being pretty mean.
Now, hang on, Deputy.
I will stand and I will fight, because in Dunleary, I'm the queen. TDs are howling, but I will not be denied.
Deputy!
Gonna give that swing just one more ride.
Cunis, deputies! Cunis!
I won't back down, I'll make you see. Not gonna be the good little girl, TD. It's time for me to have some fun.
Deputy.
Cause I will run.
Deputy. Let it go. Let it go.
Can't hold me back anymore.
Let it go. Let it go, like the swing you land on the floor.
I don't care what you say.
Hang on a second.
You can go and swing.
What?
The phone never bothered me anyway.
Deputy!
See ya at the polls.
Wow, Pascal, you've really whipped these Fine Gael candidates into shape.
They're ready to go to war, Leo.
Reminds me of that film, Full Metal Jacket.
Well, you name the day, Leo, I'll pull the trigger.
You'd make a great drill sergeant, Pascal.
Thank you. Hang on a second. Candidates!
What?
And the quick march. I'm gonna campaign like a beast.
I'm gonna campaign like a beast.
Limerick North and Finglas East.
Limerick North and Finglas East.
Fight like hell for every vote.
Fight like hell for every vote.
If I'm not elected, I'll get me coat.
If I'm not elected, I'll get me coat.
Election posters on the polls. Now, get up the polls. Richard Bruton, up the polls.
I'm sick of telephone polls, Pascal.
Heather Humphreys.
Pascal and Rechte.
The people of Cavan Monaghan. We'll have you for breakfast. Get up the polls.
Okay.
Great stuff, Pascal. I wonder what Fianna Fáil are doing.
You leave Fianna Fáil to me, Leo. Chase them up those stairs and floors.
Chase them up those stairs and floors.
I'm a whore for knocking on doors.
I'm a whore for knocking on doors.
What do you like?
Whores!
Pound those pavements with me feet.
Pound those pavements with me feet.
No Fianna Fáil shite hawk will take my feet.
No Fianna Fáil shite hawk will take my seat.
Labour!
Left!
Fine Gael!
Right!
Fianna Fáil!
Up the yard!
Meanwhile, over at Fianna Fáil headquarters.
Oh, okay, candidates, welcome to the Fianna Fáil election workshop. As you can see, we are joined by an actress, Lucy.
Hello.
Lucy, you are getting paid for this, are you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's have a Fianna Fáil candidate, Pádraig.
All right.
You will knock on Lucy's door.
Okay, right.
Sorry, Micheál, I didn't get any scripts.
Just use your instinct, Lucy. Be as real as you can in the moment. Okay, action, Pádraig.
Oh yeah, I'm Pádraig O'Sullivan and I'm running for Fianna Fáil.
Fianna Fáil! You've some bleeding nerve knocking on my door.
Okay, cut. Lucy, yeah. Just give Pádraig just a bit more of a chance.
Sorry, I was just being real.
Yeah, okay, it's perfectly understandable. Okay, Pádraig?
She kicked me in the nuts.
Oh, sorry, Pádraig. Yeah. It was a reflex action.
Very convincing.
Thanks.
Okay, go again. Action, Pádraig.
Yeah?
How are you? I am Pádraig O'Sullivan running for Fianna Fáil.
Yeah, and?
Is the boss man in?
What?
Okay. Cut it there, Pádraig. I know it's been a long time since we were in power, and you have received a kick to the testicular area. But things have changed in Ireland.
Yeah, how?
Well, people are more woke.
What's woke?
Oh Jesus! Were you not at the Roisin Ingalls seminar?
Who?
Back at Fine Gael headquarters, it's nearly lights out.
Attention, candidates, at ease. Time for your nightly inspection. Deputy Bruton, what are you looking at?
Nothing, Pascal.
Nothing, sir, Pascal, sir?
Nothing, sir, Pascal, sir.
Deputy Coveney, where is your election flyer?
My flyer is in my right pocket. My flyer is always at the ready. I love my Fine Gael flyer. I will live and die by the promises on my Fine Gael flyer.
Very good, Deputy Coveney. Deputy Humphreys, chin up.
I want a glass of wine, Pascal.
Deputy Owen Murphy.
Yep.
Are you prepared for battle?
Yeah, I am.
What did you say to me, Deputy?
Yes, Pascal, I'm prepared.
Yes, sir, Pascal, sir.
Oh, come on. Yes, sir, Pascal. Whatever.
Deputy Murphy?
Yeah.
Do you want to meet Ballymun Pascal by any chance?
No, I don't want to meet Ballymun Pascal, but, you know...
Are you saying you don't like Ballymun Pascal, Deputy Murphy?
No, I'm not saying I don't like...
Are you somehow above meeting Ballymun Pascal, Deputy Owen Murphy?
No, I'm not above meeting Ballymun Pascal.
So you wouldn't mind meeting Ballymun Pascal?
No, theoretically, I wouldn't mind
meeting... Well, then I'm sure Ballymun Pascal would be delighted to meet you.
No, but I don't actually want to meet him now.
You shut your Pascal, Murphy.
Sorry.
I'll be done. Oh, Gary, you toe rag. What are you?
A toe rag.
You're a bleeding poxy posing pox bottle, that's what you are. You couldn't build a bleeding house and you landed in bleeding Legoland. You scumbucket, what are you?
A scumbucket.
Very good, Deputy. Lights out.
I don't need to take a stance.
I don't need to take a stance.
Just stuff those expenses in me pants.
Just stuff those expenses in me pants.
Now, actually, I'm trying to kill a bit of time here because normally we have the gift grub ready to go. And I don't see, we normally have it on a tape or there's somebody in studio doing something or whatever. But there doesn't seem to be anything going on. But I've been told just to push the button and see what happens. Oh, what is this? What's going on? Oh, this is a... Sorry, I'm just getting it on the screen. It's a fallout after the general election. All the seats have now been allocated. And it's the kind of calm after the storm. It does sound a bit calm, all right, sir. Oh, Leo, yeah. Pascal. Jerry Adams. Okay. I've no idea what's going on. Let's have a listen.
I don't want to talk about this thing we've been through. Though it's hurting me, now we're history. We lost wakes of seats, and Fianna Fáil lost votes too. All the years I gave, no more seats to save.
The sinners take it all, I know they're Fianna Fáil. Mary Lou, her victory, that's her destiny.
Fianna Fáil, we did our bit. We did what we could, keeping you in power, dear. We figured it made sense, Pascal. Supply and confidence. Building them a home. Okay, we didn't build enough. So Owen Murphy's in the bin. Now it's time for Owen O'Brien. I couldn't give a toss what happens to Shane Ross. But them I won't allow.
Our law has chuckied now. The Shinners take it all. Let's party in the doll. Forget the green and blue. It's time for Mary Lou.
God.
The Shinners take it all. The Shinners take it all.
I can't do this anymore. Leo, come back.
Welcome, my friends, to Winning Streak Leaving Cert Edition. It's a game of chance, don't you know? Anything could happen, and probably will, says you. Who's our first contestant? Contestant number one, what's your name?
Hi, Marty. I'm Aoife, and I'm from Galway.
Galway, Galway. And were you looking forward to the Leaving Cert?
I was. I studied really hard, Marty.
And what were you hoping for?
Based on my Christmas results, I was going for 600 points.
Oh, 600 points. And your daddy's up there with the Legal Eagle banner. Love it. She's a good worker, isn't she?
She's a very good worker, Marty. And we hope Aoife gets the points she needs for law.
There we go. Lovely, Aoife. Okay, contestant number two.
Hi, Marty. I'm James and I'm from Dublin.
Disappointed that the Leaving Cert was cancelled?
No, I'm easy, actually. You know, see what happens and, you know, see what
James,
happens.
See what happens, contestant number three!
Oi, Marty.
What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name?
Darren.
Oh, what school did you go to, Darren?
I'm not sure. I was never there anyway.
And what would you like to do?
I'd know, like.
With your life?
Huh? What do you mean?
Any idea?
I know, like.
That's Darren. Let's play Leaving Cert Winning Streak. James.
Yes, Marty.
Push any button between 1 and 5.
3.
Number 3.
James, you've achieved a H3 in geography. That's grand. We'll take that, yeah.
Aoife, you're up next. 1 to 5.
4, please, Marty.
Aoife, hard luck. You've achieved a H8 in Irish.
Hang on. on, I was really good at Irish.
Not tonight either. Darren, which button between 1 and 5?
8.
1 and 5, Darren.
I don't know, like.
Any button at all, Darren.
2.
Darren, congratulations. You just got a H1 in higher level mathematics.
Well done, Darren.
Not fair. He can hardly say his own name.
Round 2. The big one. Aoife, throw this ball.
Throw it where?
Throw the ball.
Throw it where?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter. Just throw it.
Like this?
Aoife, you've achieved 205 points in your leading cert. Hard cheese.
For throwing a ball.
Hard luck, Aoife. James, red or yellow?
Yellow, Marty. James, you've achieved 360 points in your leading cert. That's grand, I'll take that.
Well done, James. Darren, name an animal.
Badger.
Darren, congratulations. You have hit the jackpot and scored 600 points in this year's leaving cert.
For saying badger.
Oh, well done, Darren. Let's see the final scores in the leaving cert.
James, you wanted arts in UCD, but you're heading to Athlone to study catering. Happy with that, Marty. Aoife, it's goodbye law and hello the Dundalk Institute of Technology for a 2-year apprenticeship in plumbing.
I don't want to be a plumber.
And Darren, congratulations. You're off to Trinity College Dublin to study medicine for 4 years, but on scholarship.
Game ball, boy.
Well, let's check in with the great Micheál Murathaigh. Micheál, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Ian, and Fáilte Aisiris. Welcome to my house, Micheál. Tá mé I Cochúnach an seo in County Kerry. I'm looking out my window now. Tis a quiet morning, uneventful, 35 and a half minutes, 36 minutes gone in the day so far. A flicker of light across the road from Mary Henderson's house. Mary, will she get up? No, the light is gone off again. Mary goes back for a snooze. Lots of open spaces around me here, very little happening, and here comes somebody up the road now for the morning jog. It's Anne Buckley. Anne, same time, same place every morning. Anne, she's on the 40. She's on the 30. She's got Paddy Henderson in front of her. Paddy is moving towards Anne. Anne is moving towards Paddy. Paddy is walking with that distinctive waddle he has every day at around 8:20 in the morning. They're heading towards each other. Paddy not giving way. Anne not giving way. Anne goes left. Paddy goes left. And a beautiful move by Anne Buckley. 2 metres to the right, swerving by Paddy.
Nice one.
And acknowledged by Paddy, who raises his hand in appreciation. Back to you, Ian.
Micheál, thank you very much. Stay safe and stay at home. RTE rugby commentator Michael Corcoran, he's on the line as well. Michael, over to your place. What's happening, Michael?
Well, Ian, you join me in my kitchen where there's a magnificent game going on here. It's Monopoly, the Munster edition, and it's my go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Thomond Park. I've landed on Thomond Park, Ian, in the heart of Munster. He goes again. 1, 2, chance, advance to Drumolan Castle, one of the greatest castles in the world, and a Munster hotel, and a Munster castle. I've one more go. 1, 2, 3. Go directly to the Bridewell. Penalty. That's a disappointment. Do not pass go. Go directly to the Bridewell. Well, Ian, if I have to go to jail, at least I'll happily spend the rest of my life in jail in Munster. Back to you, Ian.
Thank you very much, Michael. And the voice of Irish racing, Desmond Scahill. Des Scahill is at home too. Des, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Ian. Conditions are good underfoot here in my house. How are you?
Well, I'm grand. I mean, obviously at this stage now we're starting to get a little bit bored with the whole thing and, you know...
And he's off. Here we go.
Anything to commentate on there, Des, at all?
Well, I'll need to get my tannoy in. I'm having a look around now, seeing if there's anything to...
Oh, like your horse
yes,
racing tannoy.
I can see something. Okay, hang on. Back in a second, Ian.
Okay,
Ian, here we go. It's the whatever is hanging around in my house to commentate on handicap hurdle. And it's two flies on my wall. two flies running up the wall. Let's see who gets coming home first. It's one fly on the left, followed by the other. And the one fly is gone. He's flown away. He's flown away. So the other fly, being the only fly left, is the winner. It's one fly, the winner. The other fly is a non-runner.